When the shepherds rushed into Bethlehem that night, what did they expect to find? Could they have imagined the Prince of Peace in such a place? Still, they knew enough to fall in worship at the sight of the baby, who was Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. This is the story of Christmas. It's more than a season. It's a celebration. The Father's only begotten Son, Bethlehem's baby, the King of Kings in a lowly cattle stall calls us even now to come and worship.
Thank you.
Hundreds of years had passed since Isaiah first prophesied about this child who would come. He would be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Prince of Peace. Centuries of waiting and wonder had not dimmed the light of expectancy in the hearts of God's people. And so it was on a quiet night in Bethlehem, eternity's question was answered as Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. In Christ we are given access to all the riches of heaven. In Him we find a gift beyond measure, love beyond degree, glory unimagined, and mercy undeserved. Come and see what God has done.
Incarnate love.
Once we truly see the Christ, everything changes. The wonder of Christmas becomes fresh and new, as if we are experiencing the story for the very first time. Any question of who he is or just how much he loved us is settled forever. This infant Savior, cradled in humanity, has come to redeem us. This is the story of Christmas. This is why we worship. He is worthy.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the flower to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? Yes. Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priests to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? He is, he is. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is, he is. He is worthy, he is worthy.